This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, joining us on the program. Now, you were at Alabama, started your career there, then you transferred to Oklahoma. If both of those teams are playing a game on Saturday, which game are you watching?
I'm flipping back and forth. You know, lucky this week, Alabama, I think Oklahoma played before Alabama played, so I was able to watch Oklahoma and then ABC, Alabama came on next, so I got the best of both worlds.
What if Alabama played Oklahoma and both head coaches called you and wanted to have your thoughts on it? Who would you call back first?
Probably, I can't put them on three-way. I can't do that. but I definitely talk to them both. And the beautiful thing about both of those schools is I have so much love for both of them. I've made great memories at both universities. Have a lot of respect for both coaches and what they do and what they stand for. So I guess I got the best of both worlds.
Now, do you know about, we had Josh Jacobs on and I said, all right, you got to tell me a story about Saban. And he said, Saban's funny in practice. He said, but he likes to use the expression D's nuts. Did Coach Saban ever use the expression D's nuts to you?
Man. Yeah, Coach Saban has his way of doing things. He's definitely a character. He's definitely funny.
Is that a yes, Jalen?
Hey, he may use that. He may use something else. he has jokes, though, so... It's funny. It's funny that you bring that up because I don't know that it's just funny.
And true,
that's a random funny thing. I feel like.
What was it like though when you decided to leave? What was that feeling like?
You know, when I left Alabama, I wanted to leave the right way. You know, and I wanted to get my degree. I wanted to graduate. I felt that was very important for me, and I got that. And honestly, Coach Saban, we talked, and he wasn't the reason why I made the decision I made, but the fact that he was honest and gave me a helping hand with the process and stuff like that, he wanted to see me succeed and shine, and he encouraged me to go to the school with the best players. You know, that was Oklahoma. And considering what they had done with quarterbacks before me, Baker and Kyler, it all worked out the way it was supposed to.
What did those two say to you when you reached out to Baker and Kyler?
They just told me, you know, trust coach, trust this process we have here at Oklahoma, and come in and be yourself. You know, they told me, you know, you won a lot of games. You've had a lot of success already. And I mean, you have championships. So just be yourself and everything will fall into place.
When's the last time you felt totally secure in your job as a quarterback?
I always feel secure. Every day, we're in this duo. I've always said that you have to, you know, take those steps every day. But that's a self-imposed thing.
Well, what was your reaction when the Eagles traded for Gardner Minshew?
A great addition to the room. I mean, that's a decision they made, and we talked about it. So it was a great addition to the room.
But you don't feel threatened by it?
It's another player I can lean on with Joe and learn from. I know Gardner has some experience playing, as Joe does, and it's all helpful for me.
Have you exchanged jerseys with anybody in the NFL?
In the NFL?
Yeah.
I have with a few of my old teammates, a few friends.
What about rivals or the opposing quarterbacks? You done that yet?
Not just yet. You know, last year they made a big deal about it with the COVID virus and everything, so they had limitations on it.
Tell us what you're doing with the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Awards this year.
Yes, I've been working with them. They're actually launching a campaign to encourage fans to vote weekly for FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week. And FedEx has been doing this for the past 19 years. It's a great thing. I say that because they're donating about $4,000 every week to HBCUs across the country to, you know, let them fulfill their needs as a school. It's just a great thing. I'm happy to be a part of it.
You got your communications degree, or did you minor in communications at Alabama?
Minored in communications, major in public relations.
All right. So what do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to play football, but I think if I go back, it won't last forever, obviously. But thought about maybe coaching or being in the operations role. Or whatever it is, somewhere I can lead or impact the people around me.
Could you see yourself playing when you're 45 like Tom Brady?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I don't even know what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight.
Brady is 21 years older than you.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It is crazy. He's had a great career.
Hey, good luck this season, and great to talk to you. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Nice to meet you.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Latest single, my masterpiece, climbing up the charts. How are you this morning, Darius?
I'm good, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Do you bet on college football?
Yes.
Do you bet well on college football?
I don't bet well on anything. No, I'm awful, but I still do it.
Do you, what's your worst beat, your bad beat?
Oh, I've gotten some bad beats. Probably the worst beat I ever got was it was an NBA game. And you know how at the end of NBA game, like at the end when you're getting really beat down, you know, you dribble the ball out and nobody scores. Well, it was, I had the under, and it was 1 point under, and some rookie was in the game for the Knicks. And a rookie was in the game, and there was 12 seconds left. They're down 20. And he grabs the rebound and races down the court and lays it up to go over. And it was the worst beat I ever had.
We always talk about the bad beats, but do you have, because we do get those wins where you're like, and oh, by the way, and somebody kicks a field goal or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Because I had a bad beat. I don't remember the ones that I actually did well on, but there was one where Chester Markle was the field goal kicker for the Packers. All he has to do is kick a field goal against the Bears, and I cover. The Bears block the field goal. It goes back to Chester Markle, and he runs it in for a touchdown, and I lose on that.
That's a bad beat right there.
That is a bad beat. It's one of the reasons why, among the many reasons, I don't gamble anymore. I can't do
it. Makes sense. Didn't work for me. I still do it, and I still, you know, I feel like I got to give somebody some money because I just love to do it.
But do you ever bet against your favorite team, the Dolphins?
Never. I've never bet against the Dolphins or the Gamecocks in my life, and I don't bet on them either, though.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, should you bet against them? If I gave you a guarantee, you were going to win a bet against your South Carolina Gamecocks or Miami, but everybody was going to find out that you bet against that team. Which team would you bet against, South Carolina or Miami?
Ooh, good question. If I had to bet against one, I'd probably bet against the Gamecocks. Yeah, you know, probably just because we don't cover a lot sometimes.
How would you describe your setup at South Carolina home games?
Oh, I have my tailgating setup is second to none. I have a great, I got my little fenced in area with my cockaboos and you know, our artificial grass. And my setup is the best setup for tailgating in South Carolina, for sure.
I didn't want to go into the game. I wanted to stay in the train car.
Yeah, we had a blast. Yeah, that's what a party is. Yeah.
And the train car is big enough to entertain, and then there's an outdoor area there as well. I mean, you know.
It's a party.
I mean, I'm letting the Danettes know they're not going to be invited, but if they ever win, I could send you pictures the next time.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can come and send pictures to them, and they'll be okay.
Yeah. When's the first time you noticed the Dolphins? Like, what happened where you went, that's my team now?
I was 5 years old, and the Dolphins were playing the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, and my whole family was over to watch the game. And I remember being 5 years old and going around and asking everybody who they were rooting for. And everybody was rooting for the Cowboys. I mean, everybody. And so I decided that day that I was going to root for the Dolphins. And I did in the Super Bowl, and they lost. I remember, you know, being a little kid, probably shouldn't have still been awake, but they lost, and I cried. And then the next year, I started playing Pop Warner football, and, you know, the Dolphins went undefeated. So it was really easy to be a fan, and I've been a fan ever since. So that was fine.
But do they still make you cry?
No, after that 1-15 season, I stopped crying. That was it. No more crying after that season.
Are you all in on Tua?
Yeah, yes.
Wait a minute.
Flores is in, I'm in.
But if you could get Deshaun Watson.
I like Deshaun. We don't know what we're going to get with Deshaun, you know, but I think he's a great player. But I'm with whatever Flores wants to do, I'm in.
Are you singing the national anthem anytime soon?
Yes, at the home opener, I am.
Oh, so wait, you're going to be in New York on Saturday, and then you're...
Yes.
Oh, when did the Dolphins open up?
No, they're on the road this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, next weekend.
How much do you rehearse a national anthem?
Not at all. I don't rehearse it, but I tell you one thing I do when I'm about to do it, before I go on, I'm making sure I'm in the right key. I'm like, the whole time I'm going, oh, say. Because if you start that thing too high, you have a Carl Lewis moment. And that would not be very good. I don't want a Carl Lewis moment.
Have you had one of those moments?
No, because I always started low enough. I started low enough, so I really haven't had one of those moments. So, that's still one of my favorite things I've ever seen on television. So, no, I don't want one of those moments.
What do you hear, though, when you're doing the anthem?
Just me singing, really. You know, that's all I want. Just hearing me sing and try not to miss the notes and really try not to forget the words.
But you don't hear that echo, though, in the stadium.
You do, but, like, stadiums now have a monitor. Most stadiums now have a monitor. Like, I did it in Yankee Stadium years ago. David Wells had me come out and do it in Yankee Stadium, and they didn't have a monitor. And I usually do the anthem at probably about a minute 16. And that day, I did it in like 3 minutes because I had to keep waiting for the echo to stop. It was awful. It was awful.
The best anthem ever was done by who?
The worst one ever?
The best.
The best ever? Probably, I think it's a tie between Kate Smith and the Marvin Gaye one. Marvin Gaye and Whitney Houston, the two best ever.
Because Whitney did it at the Super Bowl in Tampa.
Right. And Marvin did it at the NBA All-Star Game, and they were both – those are my two favorites.
I remember watching the Marvin Gaye one, but I was there when Whitney Houston did that one in Tampa. And it was spectacular.
It's the greatest rendition I've ever heard of it. It was amazing.
You're doing the 9/11 show. That's going to be in New York City this weekend coming up.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, me and a bunch of other guys.
What's happening with the 9/11? This is Pier 17 this weekend, the anniversary of 9/11 this Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's a guitar pull. A bunch of us are going to sit around and play some songs for the folks. It's really to commemorate 9/11. It's been, you know, it's that day will always live in our in the lexicon of America. So, you know, to be a part of that, it's just, I think it's really special. And they got the lineup's incredible. It's going to be awesome.
You ever get intimidated with any? You said you'd love to perform with Paul McCartney, but is there anybody where you went, wow, I'm actually singing?
Yeah, when you do a guitar pull with Chris Stapleton and he's got to sing right before you, that's awful.
You know what that's I do? Awful. This is how much of a friend I am to Darius. I'll send him Chris Stapleton songs just to let him know that guy can sing. I tell him the story, though, about Chris Stapleton, who's one of the great songwriters. But didn't you have a rule with Chris Stapleton if he wrote you a song?
Oh, we have a rule. I have a rule with him when we write together that he can't sing the demo because he sang the demo the comeback song. And so we're making the record and my producer's like, hey, man, I love this comeback song. And I'm like, man, I'm not really feeling that one, man. You know, I don't want to do it. He's like, man. So finally we're almost done. And he goes, man, why don't you want to do the comeback song? And I was like, have you heard the demo? I can't sing it like that. That guy's amazing. I can't sing it like that. So, yeah, that's our rule. He can't sing the demo if we write a song.
Did you almost not become a singer?
I mean, like, yeah.
What would you have done?
I wanted to do what you do, but, you know, I'd probably be bartending, playing at the Windjammer on Friday night.
Wait, you wanted to be a sportscaster?
I went to school for that, yeah. Broadcast journalism.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did you put a resume tape together? Do you have...
Oh, goodness, no, dude. I started doing the boobs. I was 19. I didn't have a resume tape. Once Hootie started, this is all I was going to do.
Oh, so then you didn't do a local radio station or campus station?
No, I was just in school for it, and then Hootie started, and I didn't... You know, this is the only job I've had since then.
Is Hootie going to come back at any time?
You know, we're doing that thing in Cancun, which is going to be cool. And I'm sure we'll tour again sometime. Probably no time soon, but we'll tour again sometime.
Well, you waited, 25 years to do it again, didn't you? Or how many?
Dude, it was 15 years between Hootie tours.
15.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's crazy.
But 15 years. Who were some of the people who went backstage with you guys? Where all of a sudden you go, oh, my God, that person knows who we are?
Oh, the R.E.M. guys, that was when they were doing, like, when Mike Mills started hanging out and stuff, that freaks us out. Like, to get him on stage playing, you know, Rockville or something, that freaks us. It was this last tour, it was really cool. It was a bunch of stars came backstage and everything. We were surprised, you know. We still think we're just the luckiest dudes on the planet. But it's been really cool. That tour was a lot of fun.
Well, you basically started your career just doing R.E.M. songs.
Yeah, there was one point in our set where we had like 10 R.E.M. songs.
10 out of how many songs?
10 out of 27.
Do you have a cover song that you went, this didn't go well? This isn't good.
Oh, yeah. The first song we ever stopped playing was The Sultans of Swing. We played that once, and it didn't go well.
Why did you think that you could channel the Dire Straits?
We were young. And thought we couldn't. It was not very good. No.
Do you know we had John Hall on for Hall & Oates?
I did.
John Oates of Hall & Oates. Yeah, so we had him on last week. And,
oh, cool.
And Fritzy sang a duet with John Oates.
I bet that was really good.
But he didn't sing a Hall & Oates song.
What'd he sing?
Wait, you sang a Righteous Brothers song.
Oh, there was the...
You lost that love and feeling.
Yeah, you lost that love and feeling. That.
I know, yeah. But it was a cover, but you didn't really do a whole... That'd be like somebody saying, hey, let's do a duet with a Hootie and the Blowfish song, but we're going to do a cover. We're going to do an R.E.M. song.
But no, I'm with Fritz on that one. That song, yeah, that's the song. I love their version of that song, man. I'm with you, Fritzy.
Thank you. Because that's because John Oates sung a lot in that particular...
I know it wasn't
their original one, but that's one of the only Hall & Oates songs I could think of where he's like the main singer of that song.
Right, Fritzy, give Darius just a little bit of what you gave to
my John. Friends wonder why I call you all the time. What can I say? I don't feel the need to give such secrets away because your kiss
now,
is on
your kiss.
My list.
But you don't want somebody's reaction to be laughing.
No.
Especially that
That's
laugh.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It sounded really good, Fritzy.
Thank you.
No, it didn't.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
See, you're holding on now. You don't want to laugh out loud.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Okay.
That was really good, Fritzy.
Yeah.
He's got my back.
Okay. McLovin has a show bet for you, Darius.
So this is for the Danettes, all four Danettes.
Okay.
We are going to bet. We want the Patriots to have more wins this year than the Dolphins. And if the Patriots do, you have to host us at a football game at South Carolina.
Deal.
Well, he'll host you even if that doesn't happen.
You guys just said that it was going to be you and we're going to send us pictures. We got so jealous.
Oh, well, that's a great setup. But now it's an official bet.
Yes. I don't know what Darius wins if the Dolphins. Well, he'll be happy if the Dolphins beat the Patriots.
Exactly. I'll take that.
All right.
Yep.
So I'll maybe see you on Saturday night.
I'll be looking for you, man.
Well,
looking forward to it.
But there might be other, like, bigger country stars there. So I don't know if I'll.
Yeah, Zach Brown's going to be there. So we already got that. You know, this is going to be bigger. We just start there. That, you know, I'm like number 7 on the totem pole. Of this thing.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
You're still doing
it. I'm going to have to sing first.
Yeah. Who is the best celebrity singer you guys ever had?
Singer? Don Bukowski.
The former Packer quarterback.
Yes, he sang "Let Her Cry" and he sang it the way I wrote it. It was unbelievable. But the best musician ever. This is a quick story I can tell you. I get a phone call. You know, I'm really good friends with Coach Carlisle that who coaches the Pacers now. Used to coach the Mavericks.
Yeah, he can play piano.
We're playing Dallas, and he goes, "Hey man, you know, I know you're coming to play, but I play piano. Can I play with you?" And so we are like. You let people do it, but you're like, man, you know, we do this thing on. I was like, what do you want to play? He's like, "Let Her Cry." We're like, oh my goodness, we do this thing on "Let Her Cry," but okay, we do this piano breakdown. You know, okay, we'll let you play. And we get there and we start playing a song, and he starts playing piano, and everybody in the band couldn't believe it. He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And we get to the breakdown, and he killed it. And I after the show, I was like, "Coach Carlisle, you can play with us anytime you want." He was unbelievably great.
What happens when John Daly shows up and wants to come on stage and sing?
I turn to the band and go, "Y'all know Knocking on Heaven's Door? Let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The last time he sang it was at the Monday after the Masters, your charity golf tournament. He got done with the song. He walked over off stage and kissed me on the mouth.
Yes.
No, that's not good. I was like, I never want to hear this song again. It's like John Daly just sang it. Okay. And he walked over and he just kept walking over and he grabbed my face and he kissed me on the mouth. And my son goes, "Does he do that every time he sings this?" And I go, "God, I hope not. I hope not." All right. So I'll see you this weekend. Thanks again. And good luck to your Dolphins this weekend.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Greg McElroy, ABC ESPN college football analyst, former Alabama quarterback, led Bama to a national title in 2010. Greg was on the call for Notre Dame, Florida State on Sunday night. He's got Texas at Arkansas. That will be coming up this Saturday at 7 Eastern. Greg, thanks for joining us. Great to see you again. Let me start with our poll question. You can win a national championship, or you can be the Heisman Trophy winner. Which one would you take? Since you've won a national title, would you trade in the 2010 national championship to be named the Heisman Trophy winner?
I think your ability to live on forever as an individual would be better as the Heisman Trophy winner, Dan, but I would never trade in my national championship knowing that collectively we were able to earn that together, you know, just like you and the Danettes. Like, would you really trade an individual accolade? But is it better to achieve something?
Hold on for a second. We got a bad connection. I think I actually heard him say that he would rather win the national title than the Heisman. So I know there was a bad connection there.
Yeah, that's a classic bad connection. Oh, I can't answer the question. Yeah. No, I wouldn't do this thing.
Yeah. Is Greg McElroy back with us? All right, Greg. So there was a communication, connection problem, because I actually thought you said you'd rather have the national title than win the Heisman.
I love that you're trying to say as if I was crazy in answering that. I said I would never trade my national championship in for anything. The Heisman would potentially make me think twice, but no. The national championship is something that we earned collectively, Dan. While, yes, as a Heisman Trophy winner, you get to cash in Nissan commercials. You get to do a lot of amazing things, and your individual legacy will live on forever. But collectively doing something together, a la the national championship, man, come on, I'm not trading that in. No way.
When you go back to Tuscaloosa, do you have to buy dinner?
Depends on how nice the restaurant is. And knowing the quality of the restaurants that we have in the beautiful city that is Tuscaloosa, yes, I have to buy dinner quite often. But yes, I've had to buy dinner. Drinks, however, usually those come free of charge. as long as you leave a pretty decent sized tip.
But when you played at Alabama, you didn't have to buy a dinner or buy drinks.
That isn't accurate because NIL at that point, as I appreciate you trying to connect the dots and lead me down this dangerous path. Every time I come in on here, I go viral for something remarkably inappropriate. And some comment will live on in infamy forever because of something I say with you guys. So, no, I'm not going to take the bait on that one under no circumstance.
But name, image, and likeness, your final season at Alabama. How do you think you could have cashed in?
I think I would have done pretty well. I don't know to what extent, because some of the numbers that have been thrown out here, at that point, social media was early, right? It was very much in its infancy. Like, you couldn't use Facebook to create a revenue stream. Twitter was just getting underway. So, yeah, while you had following, the access to the player and the people would not have been as significant. But, yeah, on signing autographs and appearances, it probably would have been in excess of six figures. Probably fairly comfortably, too, when thinking about the promotional opportunities that you would have had within the state. I mean, we were the first national champions in 17 years. So being the starting quarterback, it probably would have been fairly lucrative.
Who had the worst weekend in college football?
The ACC. As a whole, the Pac-12 would be a really close runner-up, given the inexplicable loss that Washington had as a top 20 team, as a team that prides himself on their offensive line and getting pushed around by an FCS opponent. But I would say those two, by far and away, had the most disappointing performances. The fact, and here's just to put the ACC's performance into perspective. A lot of people are saying the finest moment for the ACC came on Sunday night in what was a moral victory by one of their blue blood schools. That, to me, gives you a sense of where the ACC is at. And I'm not saying Florida State wasn't impressive. They were remarkably impressive. The team's made a ton of progress, and I'm proud of them for the effort that they put on the field on Sunday night. But that gives you a perspective of where that league is right now with the top-to-bottom lack of quality that they have throughout.
What about LSU losing at UCLA?
I can't say that was surprising. Man, I mean, LSU had struggled on the defense side of the football last year, but I think this was as much about UCLA being legit. I mean, this is a UCLA team in year number four under Chip Kelly that started a bunch of freshmen 4 years ago and were awful. But then you started to see them make some strides. And then last year, we actually did their game against USD, Dan, and they were a team that I thought to myself, like, man, if not for COVID, what could have been? But with the challenges that they had and the Pac-12 not starting until early November and having a weird fall camp, it was almost as if they had their growth stunted as a team and as an organization. But now fast forward this year, and all the pieces are starting to come together. They have a lot of veterans. They've added a couple pieces via the transfer portal. And Chip has created a scheme running the football that is almost impossible to defend, especially with the running backs running as hard as they are and a quarterback that can carve you up occasionally when on the move throwing the football. So I actually think last weekend's performance, while it was a disappointing performance for LSU, I actually came away equally impressed by what UCLA did.
How hyped up should Alabama fans be with Bryce Young?
I don't think Alabama fans need any help hyping themselves up. Every year, this is the greatest team in the history of the world. But this is obviously after a weekend in which you saw some teams really not put together complete performances. I mean, Dan, against quality opponents, you could probably count on two hands how many really dominant performances there were by teams on both sides of the football. Like, from what one team might have done offensively, they struggled defensively. That would be, say, let's say Oklahoma, using them as an example. Well, some teams dominated defensively and struggled offensively. We'll use Georgia. So, I mean, there's plenty of teams that are looking at themselves in the mirror on Monday saying, man, we left a lot of opportunities on the field on both sides of the football. Alabama was one of the few teams that really looked complete, both offensively and defensively, and if you want to go one step further in the special teams game as well. So it should be no surprise that Alabama, with the talent that they have, they're always going to be as good as anybody in college football. But to be that good that early, I think that was a little bit of a warning shot to the rest of the world that's watching them play at a level that not many people can replicate.
Does the targeting rule work?
Ooh, yes, it does. But we need to do a better job as a sport making sure people understand it. Like, there are broadcasters and people and coaches that don't understand the rule. And I think that's occasionally frustrating because people have a difficult time understanding why it's called targeting. And it, just because it's helmet to helmet, Dan, doesn't mean it's targeting. It doesn't mean it's an automatic ejection. And it doesn't mean that the refs are against your team. It's not. It's helmet to helmet happens almost on every single play. But in order for it to be targeting, you have to have, one, an indicator, which is initiating contact with the crown of your helmet, or you have to have a launch or an upward thrust. So think about a player launching upward towards the head or neck area of a defenseless player. Those are the two indicators. If it's one of those two indicators, it can potentially be targeting depending on where the contact and the forcible contact takes place. So I think we need to do a better job as a sport educating people. And I don't think people want to be educated. I think in some ways people don't really want to learn the rule. They just don't like that it's not the barbaric Ronnie Lott, I'm going to take your head off across the middle type of game that it once was. It's just not that way. We're trying to keep players safe. And we have actually, Dan, seen changes in players' behavior. Now, week one, week two, week three, you see a lot more targeting fouls because guys aren't as dialed in to tackling fundamentals. But as the season goes along, you'll see less and less. So, yes, last night was eye-opening. Four targeting fouls in the first half alone in that Louisville-Ole Miss game, some of which were inexcusable, where guys are just leading and spearing with the crown of their helmet. So it works, but I think we need to do a better job making sure people understand why it's targeting and how we reached a targeting rule and why a guy got ejected, and it could potentially affect them not just for this game but for the next game as well.
We're talking to Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback. He's a college football analyst for ESPN and ABC. You were on the call for Notre Dame and Florida State. How would you sum up Mac Milton's comeback story?
Man, was that crazy or what? I mean, you, as someone that was watching the game and just sitting there, because I can tell you what it felt like in the booth, I would like to know from your perspective, Dan, as someone that's consumed a ton of sports, what was it like knowing the story and seeing him back out there almost orchestrating one of the most amazing comebacks we've ever seen?
Well, I remember having him on the show when he was at Central Florida. And then he had that devastating injury, and it's almost like a ghost reappeared in a different uniform, and you go, oh, my God, Mac Milton is back on the sidelines. And then he goes into the game, and whoever your director was on that game showing his parents, that just made it all work because you saw that parents can only do so much. You're watching your son. You probably deep down don't want him to be playing because he nearly lost his leg. Weren't even sure if he'd even be able to walk. Now he's playing, and you're there watching it in person with the doctor who performed the surgery. It's crazy. I mean, that's something out of a movie.
It's almost as if you put it in a movie, Dan, people would say that's too far-fetched. That's ludicrous. It would never happen.
Yeah.
But it was happening right there, right before our very eyes. And it was unbelievable. And to see the shots of his mom, I want to give credit to Jeff Evers and our amazing camera crew. I mean, Jeff Evers, our director. I mean, he, to capture that moment and to see his mom uncontrollably crying. And then at the end of the drive, as soon as her son got off the field, you finally saw her exhale. You can only imagine what the anxiety was like. I was nervous. I mean, I with no rooting interest whatsoever, I was a nervous wreck. Like, oh my God, don't hit this kid. Like, give him a black jersey. He's untouchable. Don't hit him. You know, so it was like a level of anxiety that was tough to really comprehend while also trying to be professional within the broadcast. And yet, internally, all of us rooting for Mackenzie Milton, not to win the game. It was just rooting for his health, rooting for his satisfaction of completing this long, arduous comeback, man. It was insane. I've never had an experience like that in the booth. It was almost an out-of-body experience to see that. And, of course, he didn't win the game. Notre Dame hung on and did what they needed to do down the stretch. But, man, just to see the magic in the air that night, on the first night in which – They're playing a football game in Tallahassee after Bobby Bowden's passing. And then you just have the magic of Mackenzie Milton, who has always been a magical player, but a magical player now on a completely reconstructed leg. It was something that I will never forget. It was absolutely unbelievable, and you're 100% right. It was a movie script that we were living out right before our very eyes on national television.
If you see Jeff Evers, tell him great job. I wasn't sure who the director was, but knowing Jeff at the mothership when I worked there, congrats to him. That was great. And we're having Mac Milton on the show tomorrow, so should be fun. You'll be
tell him as if he didn't need any more fans, but he got about 8 million more fans on Sunday night after the performance and just the heart that he displayed. It was unbelievable.
Greg, great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us. Tell Joe Tessitore we said hello.
Sounds good, man. So good to talk to you guys. Miss y'all. Hope y'all doing well.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.